Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Always nice to see your smiling face in here.
Yeah.
Makes it a nice change of pace from stomping in like, eh, lousy weather, it's hot, it's gross. I'm like, oh, hey, Ryan's here. And fun stuff to talk about. We already made the joke about alfalfa research, not the little rascals, even though we do have Rebecca McFarland coming up. I love that tie-in. And also, you're going to have a field day,
yeah,
which sounds fun and possibly a little bit dangerous, but go ahead and tell us what's really going on.
Yeah, so this spring, Rod and I were asked by the now former Southeast Area Agronomist Bruno Pradera, who has now moved on to the University of Tennessee, to locate some alfalfa fields within our district to do a little research. He got some grant money to look at different alfalfa fields, and just looking at what kind of quality we were putting up. But we were also looking at some soil characteristics, looking at tonnage, trying to get some answers for producers, because alfalfa can be a fairly expensive crop to get started. So he wanted 30 fields. Out of those 30, we have 17 in our district. So we have a good representation there. And what we did is we went to each field. We took soil samples from 0 to 6 inches and then from 6 to 12 inches in depth. And what split those up so that we could run a couple different tests on those. We took 35 to 40 plant tissue samples. So these were obtained from the top 6 inches of the plant. Then we also got to get some yield data. And then to get some yield data, we were able to take some grids or some frames, and we cut the alfalfa in a given area, and then we weighed that, dried it, weighed it again, just to get some yield data for those producers or give them an idea of what kind of yields they might have. This was all done prior to the first cutting. And we haven't got all the information back yet. We're still working on some of that, but some of the information that was sent back was some of the soil test information. And when we go to have producers come to us to talk about alfalfa, we stress that pH is very important. It's a legume, needs to be good pH, and if we're going to plant something, let's get that adjusted before we plant it. Phosphorus and potassium, those three things we really hammer on, because alfalfa is going to use like 12 pounds of phosphorus and 60 pounds of potassium per ton. So we're removing a lot of nutrients when we bale this off, so we really got to hammer home those three. When we looked at these 30 fields, 67% of them didn't need any additional lime. So we thought that's 2/3. We're doing all right there. Remember, we have fields from new fields to fields that are at the end of their life to fields kind of in their prime. So maybe those fields that are at the end of their life cycle, or maybe they're going to have to be tore up this fall, maybe they do need some lime. Maybe that's where we're seeing some of that. We'll have to dig farther into the data to kind of determine that. 53% of the fields didn't need phosphorus, which we have room for improvement there, but we're over 50%, while 63% of the fields didn't need any potassium. So when you look at those three, we're doing okay. We're not doing great. There's definitely room for improvement to maximize those yields. It's the next numbers that I find just really eye-opening, I guess. Sulfur. I know we've seen sulfur deficiency in like wheat. A lot of this is due to the Clean Air Act, where we've cleaned up our sulfur. We're not releasing it out into the atmosphere. Well, now our crops are starting to show sulfur deficiencies. I had heard of sulfur deficiencies in alfalfa, mostly in the western part of the state. Hadn't really thought about it a whole lot here, but 83% of the fields, or of our samples, were deficient in sulfur. So only 16% of the fields, 16.7% of the fields, or the samples that we took, had adequate levels of sulfur. So I guess that was kind of eye-opening. The other one that really just kind of struck me was 100%, 30 for 30 of the fields needed boron. So, again, two things we don't necessarily think about to maximize the yields of alfalfa, but if we're really shooting for that top growth, top production, these might be things we need to consider moving forward.
Is alfalfa a crop that you keep in the field year-round, or do you have to rotate, or do you have to have a fallow year?
So alfalfa is, it's going to be a crop for like four to five years kind of seems to be the life cycle of alfalfa, and then we'll tear it out, and it has to be out of alfalfa for like 6 months, and then we can go back to alfalfa. If we don't, we can have some herbicide carryover when that alfalfa is dying, and it can kind of damage the next alfalfa crop. It weakens that next one, so we got to wait a period of time there before we can move on into that.
And you recommend a soil sample before you replant just to see what you need to put in?
Absolutely, because if our pH is too low, we definitely want to incorporate that lime if possible just to get that pH correct and again, give us a chance to maximize that potential.
Okay.
So, the last thing I just wanted to talk about was the East Central Experiment Field Day. This is going to be on Wednesday, August the 16th. This is at the Ottawa Experiment Station, just south of our town here, across the road from the Ottawa Airport. So, the event will be at 9 o'clock, with registration happening then. The program will probably kick off around 9:30. Come and sit down, enjoy some conversation, because there's going to be coffee and donuts there before the presentation. We got a pretty good list of speakers and topics, I feel like, just kind of naming a few. Strategizing ways of maximizing agronomic and economic uses of nitrogen. Cover crops for weed control. Management for corn and soybeans to maximize your yields. And then some updates on some fungicide applications that had happened. So those will be some four of the topics that we'll talk about. There will be a lunch as well. No, don't pre-register. No need to call in advance or RSVP. Just show up that day and we'll have your registration at the door. But if you do have special accommodations, I ask that you call the station at 785-242-5616. That way they can kind of get some things figured out and be able to help you. Again, this date is August the 16th. Registration is going to start at 9 with the program at 9:30. Runs right up till lunchtime, and then you can enjoy the rest of your afternoon. So if you guys have any additional questions, whether it's alfalfa related or maybe it's a field day related, you can give me a call at the office at 785-448-6826.
Hey, cool. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that field day does sound pretty good. Doesn't sound like anybody's going to be running around doing anything too goofy, but a lot of good information I'm expecting.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there a rain date on that just in case? Or
if it's raining, we'll be just in the barn then.
Okay. So that works. All right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40. Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.